I struggled a lot with jealousy. I struggled a lot with just that insecurity. Yeah. Parang, I was very, like I've talked to a lot of girls na parang, okay, this is a little bit medyo typical na din siya. It's a joke sometimes that when girls get really jealous, they go crazy. And I wasn't exempt from that. I was that. And so after that, I knew na parang, this is not working. Kasi it didn't work. The guy broke up with me.
I guess it's because I have trust issues. I come from a traumatic history. And learning to trust and love again was harder for me. Hi everyone, I'm J-Paul Hernandez and this is
his lovely wife, Pim.
Welcome to the I Do podcast. And for our first episode for this I Do podcast, we're going to talk about finding yourself after a breakup.
Aga, but yeah, we got to talk about it.
And we're not just like, we're not clickbaiting you. It's because when we got to know each other, you know, babe, we were you came from a breakup. I was in a rocky relationship. Mm-hmm. So we did not, you know, find love with each other immediately. It was a friendship. And then we were both in a just not a good space. So we healed separately. And throughout the years, we found love. And we're going to talk about it in the next episodes. But that's just the premise of our, you know, relationship situations before we got together. So, Langga, shout out to Langga Speaks podcast. yeah, how are you? How did you find yourself after a breakup?
What did it look like? The last time we broke up, because you probably broke up a couple of times, but for the last time, I was actually with some friends, and I was invited to a church gathering, and parang syempre sabi sa akin na, you know, you'll find the peace that you've been looking for here, and all of that, and so of course, I was still really messed up. I was crying, I was in pain, I was kind of in denial that it was happening, right? And, well, I went with them, and so glad I did, because it did relieve me of a lot of that, just really desperately ugly, you know, time. And I found that just surrounding yourself with other people, at least during that time, was a lot of help for me. But it wasn't easy, OMG. Like, it was like getting punched in the gut, I think. Or feeling like your heart was being torn, literally. I don't know if you ever got that feeling.
I do. I mean, I'm so happy that we're in a relationship where we can talk about our past relationships. Thank you, Lord, that she's not holding a wife. Knife, sorry. So I'm really worried about talking about exes in front of my wife, recording it. So at least if something happens to me, we will have evidence. If this ever comes out.
Right.
I understand what you feel in a sense, because and in my greatest heartbreak, in my most painful breakup, it was just really, because I don't drink ever since. I hate it. I don't drink. Even if we're married, my wife, yeah, you force me to drink. I realize that even if I try to drink, I tried to drink to fill a hole in my heart or that gut pain, but I just couldn't. And I felt so small. I felt so worthless. And, you know, as a guy,
I'm not still crying.
No. As a guy, I just try to run away and do something else, but I just had to face the pain. And it always sucks when you're the one na iniiwan or when you realize something like that. Hindi talaga ako. I mean, what I'm saying is every breakup is painful.
Yeah, and to anyone listening, I advise you not to watch One More Chance after a breakup, because I did that with my mom and I was crying one eye lang para hindi makita yung luha. That was awful, but I advise you not to do that. That's kind of funny now in hindsight. Yeah, I think breaking up sucks, whether you're the one breaking it off or the one being left. Mm-hmm. It's hurtful because I think, you know, you get all that time, depends on how long you've been together, but all that time to really like trust each other, get to know each other and stuff. And then this person pretty much knows your deep, dark secrets. And then all of a sudden, tapos na. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like, the concept of that is so awful. And I don't know why people keep doing it again and again, over and over. I don't know, it really sucks. So I understand why people
just with that, what do you think is more painful or harder in the process of the breakup? It's the picking yourself up, crying your balls out, or learning to trust again, or learning to fall in love again?
I think the initial emotional horror is probably the most painful part, just because parang may emotional attachment ka, and then all of a sudden you're forced to separate from this person or like from this relationship. It's like having a phantom limb syndrome. I think so. I mean, that's kind of like, and I kind of tell people that it takes probably a year for you to really realize that you're not in a relationship anymore. Uh-huh. Just like in your head, psychologically or emotionally, even though you know na wala naman na siya dyan physically, but it's like as if you are, just because you're so used to it and being in the habit of having someone there texting you and all that, and then all of a sudden wala na. That's, yeah, parang the separation, I think, for me is the most painful. Because the picking yourself up, I think once you start getting comfortable being alone again, it's parang mas liberating part na yun siya for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about you?
I guess it's because I have trust issues. I come from a traumatic history. And learning to trust and love again was harder for me. I think it's really embracing your pain, whatever that wound that you have to deal with, that is it. So it's really like, remember, I think we had that argument a few years ago. We were really new to our relationship, and you told me that I shouldn't bring my baggage to our relationship, and if I just bring it to our relationship, we should just break up. And that was really a waker upper for me, and thank God we had that, you know, in-depth conversation, because it allowed me to really deal with my issues. And yeah, what belongs to the past belongs to the past. And if I wanted to have a bright future with you, I should focus on what kind of habits, what kind of relationships, what kind of culture in our relationship that we should have, instead of always like, parang what was happening to me was one eye to our future, one eye to my past, and it was tearing me up. So I had to really let go of all of that so that I can hold your hand side by side and move forward together.
Yeah, but I think the difference with us was when I met you, it was a while na since I was, you know, in that my past relationship. So I think I really had time to separate myself totally and parang start anew for myself, I think. And maybe yours was a bit more fresh. So maybe nandun pa yung parang entanglement of it, I think. That's just my opinion. But but yeah, I remember having that conversation just because I felt like that would be really, really unfair. Like if we start a relationship and may remnants of the past.
Yeah.
I mean, even with myself, like I remember thinking about, have I changed? Like before we seriously got into a relationship, I was assessing myself. Have I changed from who I was, from how I was in my past relationship? Because I knew I didn't want to be that anymore. Mm. And I wanted to be someone totally, not necessarily healed or anything, but totally at my best.
Yeah.
Or parang I really made sure I went through the process of finding myself and getting ready for this new relationship.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. So, so what about finding yourself? How do you find yourself from like identifying, oh, I'm single again, and then, oh, okay, I've really found myself, who God wants me to be, who I am. You found your identity and to be ready to find love, etc. That's a long process, long, yeah, arduous process. But what's your story about it?
I don't know if it's the same with guys and girls, but maybe a girl, parang, this is a, you know, relationship yan eh. We're all about that, I think, at least for myself. I'm all about like learning about relationships, being in a relationship, marriage, you know, the fantasy kind of married life that you would like for yourself in the future, what kind of wife you become. So parang matagal na yun siya nag-run through my mind. And when I broke, when, you know, after that relationship ended, finding myself as more like, just who am I na wala na ako na sa akin. But I'm not dependent on this person for validation or saying, or hearing that I'm beautiful or something like that. And like really having to tell those affirming things to myself was a hard journey, I think, one of, because syempre, when you're in a relationship, it kind of feels good to you to know that someone is pursuing you, right? And so when you don't have that, you're basically pursuing yourself. Yeah. You're parang kind of learning to love yourself in a way na is healthy, na, I don't know, like just an, figuring out who you are as a human being. And I was in my early 20s when that happened. So I was really already going through quarter life crisis probably. So figuring out like, my career or what I want, what I don't want. Like from the jump from being in college and then starting to work and starting to kind of go out there in the real world in a sense was difficult because being alone through it, kind of, it's like you have to keep affirming your own self with the decisions that you're making, right? I think not having a sounding board, not having someone to constantly just ask or nag or something, and you know that someone's going to be there to like catch you, is a bit daunting, I think. So I feel for single people, especially in their 20s, still figuring their life out, and not having a sounding board, not having a, like a best friend you can talk to. So that's what I was really looking for when I was in my early 20s, I think. Like someone I could really have a good, healthy conversation with, an intellectual conversation with, someone who could help me like navigate my thoughts.
Yeah.
And have those special experiences with. Yeah, parang when you're single, you're left with your own thoughts or your friends. That sometimes they might not understand what's going on. You know what I mean? Yeah. So being in a relationship, you kind of trust that this person will listen to you anyway kasi boyfriend mo siya, or, right? So you kind of have that security in a sense. Being alone is, yeah, it's hard, a bit hard. How was yours? I mean, were you ever really single for a while? Have you ever really been? Like, this is a question for you and maybe for some guys who have been, you know, in a kind of series of relationships, let's say. Did you ever feel like you were afraid to be alone? Did that cause you to like jump from one relationship to another? Just so happened that you just met like another person.
I think now looking back, whether you are complete with family or just surrounded by people who love you, it's so easy to feel you're alone. But I think my what happened to me was, now it's so much easy, clear to look back. But when I was there, everything was murky. Everything didn't seem like it had hope, something like that. But what I love is that, or what I love now seeing then that I hated, is that I just really felt so shameful. I felt so ashamed that I did all of these things, and I entered relationships not never a cheater. It's just that I was looking for my worth through somebody else's eyes. Mm. I was filling a hole, not because I wanted somebody to be. I was filling a deep hole in my heart, and I was a bad ex to all my past relationships, and it's really shame that I have for my past, because nobody deserved me. And, you know, nobody deserved the treatment that I would give them, like passive aggressive, be angry, be masungit, be moody. And I know I still have that every now and then, because, you know, but that was me in a heightened, aggressive, exponential, mega broken mode. And it's just only through, you know, finding the feast, finding mentors like Brother Obed, and people who really saw that, hey, you can be a good man. You are a good man. You've just made wrong choices.
Yeah.
And just like, what? Oh, I know. Because of my past, I've already identified myself to be a bad person. I did bad things. So I was a good person doing bad things. So what if I can be a good person doing good things? So it's like, wow, so it's such a revelation. Receiving love, receiving mentorship, receiving a father figure through different people, and repaired so much brokenness inside me. And that's when I started to dream. Open myself to friends, like, you know, you know my our friends, you,
yeah. Yeah.
And then learn to forgive myself, learn to love myself. It was really, I realized sobrang nakakahiya, because I was asking people to love me when I couldn't even love myself. I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. That's so broken. And it was a long, arduous healing process. And, you know, babe, thank you for just being there. Even if we didn't even know that we will end up together, but
yeah,
you were just a friend who saw me through thick and thin, and you saw me behind the smokes and, you know, without the smoke and sun mirrors. You saw me as just that broken boy who was crying for God's love. And yeah, and forever there's somebody from my past who would listen to this, and I'm really sorry for hurting you. And that was really a broken version of me, and sorry. And that's why I believe with courage that I've been a good boyfriend to you. I've been a good husband, I'm a good father, not because of you. Of course, babe, you're the best. But there's just something God, I believe, did inside me that really, really rewrote my stuff. And I guess that's my journey from like becoming a toxic ex to being a good husband.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of witnessed it and because you were friends. And it was nice to have witnessed, I think. Because you're a guy. I don't know if other guys would handle like that part of themselves where they want to transition from not being so okay to finding their best, you know, their best selves. And I think you were just also at a stage in our early 20s that you really wanted to find your best self.
Yeah.
Like, I think we were both very intentional about that. I was not a great ex-girlfriend because, or a girlfriend to my ex, because I really was holding on to a lot of shame as well, from my childhood to my own experiences, just growing up, and the way that the world, I think, inflicted some pain on me, I think, made me have a different or like ugly version or ugly like idea of what love is, I think. Mm, yeah. So I followed, when I was in that relationship, I think what I followed was what I saw on TV. Like, about it, and you know, it's awful. Like, if I could apologize 100 times because that's no way to treat a human being, anybody, right? I mean, I struggled a lot with jealousy. I struggled a lot with just that insecurity. Yeah. Parang, I was very like I've talked to a lot of girls na parang, okay, this is a little bit medyo typical na din siya. It's a joke sometimes that when girls get really jealous, they go crazy. And I wasn't exempt from that. I was that. And so after that, I knew na parang, this is not working. Kasi it didn't work. The guy broke up with me. Because we have this like fantasy thing, relationship. And I did that. I built it up in my head. I thought that this was the right way of doing it. But it was just not. It was awful. It was bad. And it was unfair. So he was right to break up with me. Right to break up the relationship. Because I was so immature and I wasn't ready. And I, although after that relationship, I really told myself, I'm not going to go through a rebound relationship. I'm not going to do that. I was pretty sure that if I did that, I would just fall like the same cracks. I would be still that horrible person. So I gave myself time. I took a break, found myself, went to the feast, gained friends, like good friends, good people, good guys, got to know myself, got to know other guys in a very healthy, conducive environment. And I think from there, my journey really started, where I was healed as a person, I think. And parang nagkaroon na ako ng goal na, okay, this is maybe the kind of person that God wants me to become, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, versus just whatever the movies taught me. But this was like, oh, I can be this better woman. I can be a woman who's nurturing. I can be a woman who shows respect and love and, like, listens and not just, you know, does things because of emotion or because I feel ko lang or I think it's right. Yeah. But it's really going through that and realizing for myself na, that's not the woman that God meant me to become. Mm. I think he has a better version for me. Or he's always known that I was this better woman, but I didn't want myself because of the shame and because of the pain and insecurity and stuff. So I need to find that out myself. It was still an ugly journey because as you find out more about what God and who God wants you to become, I think lumalabas yung dumi. Even more, like, or like, it becomes very, like, you see it, and yeah. It's ugly, and, you know, I need to learn to forgive, like, myself, and people, and just go through that process, and then come out a bit more at peace with myself, I think. Mm. So right now, I totally am. I think I'm very much at peace with myself. I hope so. There's so much to learn, though, yeah. And so much growth to be done, but at least, yeah, may meron akong peace na hindi na parang what were my vices? Drinking or something like that, and it was really filling something that was only to be filled, I think, by God's goodness, I think. But I tried to fill it with even more ugly things. Yeah. Well, you know, we really wanted to talk about our exes in a sense that, you know, we were the ex, that we weren't good exes. Because, you know, anybody who's been in a relationship, it's always two-sided, right? And it's one, you can't just blame the other person for breaking up with you. You probably had something to do with it as well, because you were in that relationship. It's a tango. And I think if you also were to be really honest and learn to kind of assess and evaluate yourself, who you were, maybe the next relationship, you won't do the same errors, the same mistakes, right? And that's what we hope for you, because you don't have to remain the same person or the same toxic person or the negative stuff. You can totally change that and you can get out of that cycle. But first you have to admit it, that you weren't perfect.
You are correct. And yeah, I guess as we end, it's, I guess, one of the biggest things that help us move on is acknowledging our faults as an ex and getting better. And that's how we heal. That's how we brought better things to our relationship that worked, and now we're happily married. So can we ask you, if you're listening to, maybe write the things in time when you're ready, you can slow down about, you know, probably how you hurt your relationship and, you know, maybe how you can forgive yourself and your ex. It's just a moment of healing, and, you know, you find yourself after the breakup until you find yourself as who you really are meant to be. Whether you find somebody to love or not, that you're already complete. And that's what I just want to tell you as my closing message today, that your past seriously does not define you. Your past relationships do not define your future relationships. You can be healed as I have been healed. Yeah. What about you, Kat?
Yeah. Exactly that. Same thing. You know, you can change. Anybody can change. If you really want to, if you know that you're following God, you're following a good example, you're following a really healthy idea of love, I think you'll get there. And and then one day, you know, you'll notice yourself without these toxic behaviors anymore. I think you'll find that you love this side of yourself a lot better, and you wouldn't ever want to go back to how things were, right? So that's what we really hope for you guys, and journey with us, because there's a lot to talk about with relationships, being honest with yourself, and finding your authentic self as well on your journey to true love. So join us on our next episode.
Oh, before we say goodbye, this episode is powered by Coffee Beans Manila.
Yeah.
Please support our mission to, you know, help Jeremiah Foundation. Every coffee bag you buy, we will donate 10% of the profits to Jeremiah Foundation, a shelter for sexually abused girls by the feast. And by the way, if you can, send us your story. So, you know, our link is, our IG links are there. You send us your story and then we'll listen to you, your healing story, and maybe we can journey together.
Yeah. Great. whenever you're listening to this, good morning, because you have a cup of coffee right now in front of us. And we do invite you next on the next episode, bring your own cup of coffee, listen to us, and plan for the day ahead. And we hope that you have a great day ahead.
Yay.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.